Who yiftach libeinu b'seir osoi? Yasin b'libeinu ahav osoi v'yir osoi. Lasis v'tzoyna elovdo b'leiv of shalim. So all that is talking about ourselves. Reshom b'paseach ha-leiv b'toyra yiftach libeinu b'seir osoi. Can give us ahav or yiro. That goes on the children. We shouldn't give birth for a way for nothing and be yogea le behola. Ken zayin neled is that's in leda of the child. We bring a child into this world, and yogea ken zayin is. Bechinas chinuch is the chupulus of chinuch, and the nigal arik, and nele the behola, the nigal, the nigal arik. Like it says in the Agoda, which everybody asks, what the limit is, amuleinu elo abonim. Right, the darshan elo abonim, and he threw the bonim into the or. So the shaila is. How do you see for Amaleinu these children? Some of the Rishonim say that the pshat is it's the Amal of bringing the children up and being mechalech the children, and then they were the Amal was a waste of time and they killed the children. Koponim lanelet larig lanelet. So who state etzim? Where is the nekudas hatfila of the children? But etzim is saying that we yiftach libeinu b'sayrosay, yosay libeinu avosay b'yrosay. That you could say it's Hashem Rabbim, we mean our children as well. In Birchas HaTorah, which is the first place to dump for children. So also have a similar type of kasha. There the kasha is mukrach shtarka. It's Sivon and Asim Divrei Sayra. V'harev no Hashem v'keinus Divrei Sarascha b'finu. U'b'fi amcha b'es Yisrael. V'niya anachnu. Mashma. Now up to now we've only been speaking about ourselves. V'niya anachnu. V'tzetzainu. Now we start talking about our children. It's a mashma. The beginning part, v'harev no, is that the Torah should be gishmak for us. The Torah should be gishmak b'finu. Who b'fiam chabes Yisrael and everybody else who's learning. And then the tzitzah from that is v'niya anachnu v'tzitzah einu v'tzitzah yamcha basis on kulam yodu shalem. The answer is we saw 2 weeks ago the ikar kulas chinuch is dugma yeshit. What a child sees from the parents and the values that the child sees from the parents. What's choshev to a parent? What's not choshev to a parent? And that is be'etzem from the biggest bulis hachinuch. If our Torah, Yiftach libeinu b'seir osoi. What's psichas alev b'Torah is a cheshek for Torah. Psichas alev b'Torah is that comes from the pnim that we want to learn Torah. V'yosim avosoi v'yir osoi v'yosim b'libeinu avosoi v'yir osoi v'lasis ritzoino ilovdo b'leiv of sholem. Then if we have that, if there's a v'harev no Befinu of Torah, then we can hope v'tzetzo'einu ne'anachnu v'tzetzo'einu yodei shmecha. We saw the Maisa with Bilga. Right, what did Bilga, when the Gemara says, how did Bilga, Bas Bilga, come to kick the Mizbeach? Because she heard in the house how Bilga was Mavaze the Avodah. I heard on a recording a Maisa from Rabbi Chil Jacobson. Try to listen to his chinuch lectures, tapes, whatever things, CDs nowadays, whatever you can get hold of. He's a brilliant mechanic. It's in Ivrit. It's not so hard to understand, I think. I don't know, but he's very, very kedai. He's very, very good at this. Yechiel Jacobson, his name is. He's a big monk in chinuch. He gives drashas. Courses, I don't know what you call it, it's not really a course. It gives often series of lectures in Chinuch. And you can get hold of his, recordings of his lectures. So he tells a Maisa of that there was a Rebbe in Cheder this time of the year, I think, and he was building up the Chashivas of Torah. It was being all exciting, you know. Presentation, and then he says to the kids, he finishes, is there anything more chashuv than Torah? And one kid puts up his hand and said, yes. Then he says, what's more chashuv than Torah? The kid says, chant. So he went over to the kid. Now the Rebbe is a very chashuv Rebbe, because that's what happened. He went over to the kid, was going to give him a slap, you know, destroyed his hole, took out the wind from the whole things, the whole presentation. But he saw in the kid's eyes, he was completely sincere. He wasn't start making late sonnets. So he called him over after the lesson, and he says, Tagidni, Lama Cholm, Yoter Chashuv Mitoira. So the kid says, because I see that every Shabbos, when I say a vort and bring the chant, so my father just presses the chant. Yeah. And the vice versa, chant is more chashuv than Torah. So the Rebbe called the father and told him the whole maisa, and told the father, the next time, next Shabbos, when the kid says a vort, take the chalent, put your fork down, push the chalent away, and look at the kid. Kachoso. And the rest, you know, happened. Everybody lived happily ever after, Mr. but the limud is a very important limud. Children, bitzmimusam, pick up your value system very clearly. Another mice which I heard from him, yeah, there was a big gvir who got very close with a choshev rosh shiva. And this rosh shiva, whenever he was in the States, would stay by him for Shabbos. And they got very close. He was mushba from this rosh shiva. And he told this rosh shiva he wanted his children should grow up to be lomdei Torah and not a businessman like him. Well, after many years, his kids went to yeshiva for a bit, then they were Irish and they went to work. Darko shall anoshim that we know. But one day this gvir was speaking out the heart to the Rosh Shiva, to his friend the Rosh Shiva, and he said, you know, he's very upset. He hoped his kids would grow up to go like the Rosh Shiva, not like him. And so the Rosh Shiva said, you really want to know why it happened? I saw these were very good friends. Because the Rosh Shiva was risking all his, the tzmicha of this gvir as well. He said, I remember when your son was 3 years old, 4 years old, little kid. and we were sitting by the Shabbos table, and he switched the light on, or switched the light off. So you told him, Pliny, it's Shabbos, doesn't do that. And then a little bit later, he dropped a plate and it broke. And you exploded at him, you idiot, you clumsy, you know how much that plate costs. He said, you didn't have to, anything else that you said, anything, you gave over to this child very clearly what's choshev and what's not choshev. Shabbos is choshev. $20, $10, whatever it is for the plate that he broke, that's more choshev than Shabbos. You showed it very clearly. All the drushes that you want to give, a child picks up much more in ways which we don't always perceive. Your value system, your true value system, what's real to you and what isn't real to you. What's choshev to you, what isn't choshev to you. What's choshev to your wife, what's not choshev to your wife. And more than any theoretical lessons and vorts at the Shabbos table is what a child really sees, you know. Another miser I heard from my friend Rabbi Russell, who was featured in the Avi magazine last week. Now he became a famous guy. I mean, I think he was famous before, that's why they featured him, but anyway. So he deals a lot with kids off the derech. So he told me a long time ago, a miser shahoya, that there was a family in Lakewood. I mean, he lived in Lakewood, he dealt with Lakewood kids a tremendous amount, whose kids were at risk, stopped learning. And the father had learnt in Koidel for many years and then gone into business. And the father did very well in business. So the kids were troublesome, at risk, exactly how far from the derech they were or not, whatever. No, I don't think so far, but anyway, they were at risk. So he deals with the whole family. It was Nisgale when they moved to a new house, much bigger house than they had before. He was doing very well, in quotes, and had a lot of svarim. So he had a room upstairs for his svarim, and downstairs he had this nice living room and dining room and everything. The Meiser, the man didn't learn from Shabbos to Shabbos. Not sure he even learned on Shabbos. But. So he said to him, what do you want? You want your kids to learn. And you're telling your kids to learn. And what message are you giving to your kids? And told him, you have to bring the svarim down and put them in the living room. And you have to make sure you have a chavrusa every day. And if then kids see that Torah is choshev by you, then you can have the Torah will be choshev by them. Also, I think it's one of the happy ending stories that in the end the kids. But that's the Aleph Rabbi Yisai. If there's the Vahar, if not by us, then we can daven v'tzetzah v'niyah anachna v'tzetzahinu. And if there isn't, then basically it's a tefillah shav. Okay. Where the first stage is the Vaharev, not davening for ourselves, but we have to realize that that's from the biggest pulis achinuch is what the child sees from the parents. There's Reishis Chochma. Reishis Chochma has at the end a whole perek on Gidul Boni. Kedai to learn. A lot of it comes from the Menorah Samar, which was earlier. There's a Zachar which is Moisif. He says, Yekarvenu lemidas hachasidim vayesharim. You have to be Makariv the child to Hasidus, Ashras, Kegoin. Kashiyakum ha'av baboike litzvila, shemolich libnai imo in the Beis HaKnesses. When you get up in the morning to daven, you should take your child with you to shul. Okay, that's not usually nogea during the week for us. But Shabbos is nogea now. Tosfos says in Chagiga that from the Gemara about the in Hakel, that why did they bring the taf was to give schal meviyim. Tosfos says from here is the minhag to take children to shul. Mashma, that we're talking about kids who are not yet bnei chinuch to daven, because if they're bnei chinuch to daven, so then it's not nogea to bringing the taf to hakel. The taf to hakel is an age of kids who are not bnei chinuch from hearing the melech laying the whole dvarim. So it's important to know that the Mishavura brings from the Shlach HaKadosh that you mustn't bring a child if he's going to be Mafriya. Velozu Bilvat is not only Nogea to the other kids, to the other Mispalanim, if you bring a child that's Mafriya. It's also bad Chinuch. A child has to have a Chinuch, and going to Shul is to Daven, is a Choshev thing. I don't understand a minute which I see by a lot of avreichim, that they bring kids to school to shul with a ganzer pekula. Because if a child's not roy to sit through shul without eating, then he's too young to bring to shul. Don't bring him to shul. And I think it's a bad chinuch that a child should think that shul is about fressing. Then maybe that's why. In some shuls, they grow up, and when there's a kiddush on Shabbos morning, as soon as they finish the kiddush of Musaf, they start moving all the benches and setting out the kiddush. It's a bizoyim godel litfila. The oilim can't wait 5 minutes after davening when they finished all of davening, and then be misada the thing. Maybe those are the people who grew up with pekalach in shul, so they may think that's what shul's all about. Al kolponim
can't be like
the bitoch shel lishma balishma. We get to the bitoch shel lishma balishma. I've added this a gavaltig Indian balishma, but that's going to have to be next week, I think.
Is that about the shul when bringing kids to pekalach? Most of the time, the kids are playing outside. Is that about the shul?
You bring your child to shul, it should be like this. When a child's old enough to appreciate this, bring him to Moshul Friday night for the Chodoidi. If you daven in a minyan, actually says Kabbalah Shabbos and Gishmaka Kabbalah Shabbos, or he should come. Shabbos morning when they take the Sefer Torah out, or when they put it back, maybe when they take it out it's too early because then there's Kriyas HaTorah, he has to sit through Kriyas HaTorah. But if he comes to shul when exciting things are happening, we're not talking about a kid who knows how to daven, we're talking about a kid who's too young to daven. You want to be mechanechim, you know that he can come to shul and he'll sit for 5, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, he can sit quietly. So you bring him to shul when they put the Sefer Torah away. You take him over to the Sefer Torah, gives a kush to the Sefer Torah, and then there's Musaf, and then Kedusha. If he's old enough to at least to answer Kedusha or to be mechanechim to answer Kedusha, and then he should go. Then he should go home. Now it's not always practical. I understand. It's not you've been in shul already from the beginning of Shacharis. Who's going to bring him to shul at whenever it is, in the middle of davening? Maybe it's not shy for your wife to do that. Say that. Practical eitzes you have to figure out. But the yesod adavo is, if the child's too young to daven, then bringing him to shul should be something which is a positive experience. It should be something which has shaychus to what's going on in shul. It should be geschmack. Should be, you know, if it's l'chodoidi and he can, and you teach him to sing l'chodoidi, it could be very nice, very thing. I just don't understand the word he's saying. It doesn't matter, but singing can be very nice. But to expect him to sit through the drasha or the hafsoka when you're learning your chavrus or whatever you do in the hafsoka, and then to sit through ma'ariv, and it's just too much for a child. And then to admonish him because he's making a noise and he's fiddling around and he's bangs this and bangs that, and this person gets annoyed and that person gets annoyed, and so you get annoyed with the kid, not because you're annoyed with the kid, but etzim al chinuch, it's embarrassing for you. Well, what do you expect? You can't bring a kid who's not ready for that. That's yisod, which is also that each time the child has to be ready for the level of chinuch we're talking about. When he gets a bit older, then bring him for longer for something which is shaykh. If you're one of these people who come half an hour before davening and is barich in psuki de zimra and etc., you don't expect your 8-year-old child either to come and sit through a ganze long psuki de zimra. It's not going to happen. He's going to be bored stiff. So the answer is not the pekula. Don't bring him. Only bring a child when he's ready. Then he says, "V'chein kashiyelech nigmal chasadim, kigam bikocholim, achnosas kala, hetzar sameis, kayotze be'elu, yolek b'na'imai, kedei she'argilenu begminas chasadim." We very often don't, very often mazniach the mitzvah of begminas chasadim. So, bikocholim, same, we understand that's begminas chasadim. How often do we go to a chasna because it's mitzvah sese gemilas chasadim? We go to chasnas because, okay, they invited me and I have to go. Otherwise, next time I'll see him, I'll be embarrassed. Or occasionally you go because everybody's going, because the oilam is going, so it's gishmak. Are we going? Be'etzim to me v'sameach, the chasim v'kala. Is that what it's all about? So I'm not sure that it's a mila to take a kid to a standard type of chasna today. Als the chinuch of gemilas chasadim. Maybe there's other milas. Maybe it's entertaining. Maybe this. Maybe that. Nice band. Nice singing, dancing, whatever. But are you going to be mechanech into gemilas chasadim for a chasna? But when you're oisik, the nekuda is when you're doing gemilas chasadim. So take him with you, k'deish argilenu, ubasis hamitzus, k'she yaseh ha'av, mitzvah min hamitzus, yaseh oise ba'atzmoi, k'gon sukkah v'luluf. There's definitely something which you can be mechanic your child. You're going to buy a luluf, and so take him with, and if he's holding by it, again, all this, that's a klal. He has to be holding by it. It's taking a 4-year-old child to go and buy a lulav, and he'll just pick up the lulav and pass all the other lulavim, and everybody get annoyed with him, so then he's too young. But he's a bit older. He doesn't have to have learned lulav agosel 4 times, and then you can be mechanichim in all the pirtei pratim in lulav. He's a bit older. Take him with. We're going to buy a lulav. Taz is going to buy a lulav. We're going to buy an esrog. You come with. You can help me. You know, let him hold your bag or whatever it is. If he's old enough to show him a shaila, then let him see the shaila. You go to the rov to ask a shaila with the lulav. Take the kid with. We're going to ask the rov the shaila, and make it exciting. Make it gishmak. You're making a sukkah. Let your kid help you to what he can do, and you know, maybe can hold the hammer while you're getting up on the ladder. Maybe he can help you screw something in. Maybe this. The encourage them to make the kishrutim for the sukkah. You know, is avada when they come home from gan. Usually they come home with a little kishut every year with the ganenet. Depends which gan. Some ganim, that's how I've seen, every year you get the same kishut. You know, so you have about 4 or 5 of exactly the same kishut. And some ganim, every year the ganenet is mechadish nocha thing. So what happens if it's not very... You know, not the most beautiful creation. He's not the most gifted. That doesn't matter. You put it up. The kishut is that your little kid sees the kishut on the sukkah, that he's mishtativ in the sukkah, and then when visitors come to the sukkah, you point it out in front of the child. You machshiv, look, he helped to make the sukkah pretty, and these things. You're going to make matzah. No hamol. If the child's ready, take your child with. Be meshatef him in your mitzvahs. Ve'ein tzarech loymar, that you should do the mitzvahs yourself. Okay, don't think in Eretz Yisrael so much. You have to daigo in America. I know you can order probably now. I'm sure you can do it online. You order your dalet minim brought to the door. You know, all tied up and ready to shake. And years ago, a friend of mine was in England in a moicha lelovim, and a balabos came in and he says, "Give me a good shaker." That's what he wanted. And then he gave him a big lulav, tried it out. Oh, that's good. It was a kosher apostle, who cares? A good shaker. But you're not talking about such a chinuch. You do it yourself, do all the mitzvahs, the more you do. Kesha yikshar halulav biyadoi, yar li benoi, yelam denu, lasos kach, when you tie up the lulav. And put the minim in the koshikul v'chule. You do it so the thing. Kedesh you mitzvahs chavivin alav. That's the yisod. What does Tati enjoy the mitzvahs? Tati's machshiv the mitzvahs. Mummy enjoys the mitzvahs and machshiv the mitzvahs. V'nimza ov zoyche umzake libnoi lefi sheyilmad haben lasos kemaise oviv v'leleches al aderech. And that's the aleph. Another marshal, another dogma of where it's very choshev. If Tati's learning at home, then mummy make sure the kids are quiet because Tati's learning. So it's a tremendous chinuch. Chashivas that mummy has for learning, whether it's a chinuch for her children, for her daughters, or a chinuch for the boys. But that's a tremendous thing. You've got to be careful, be quiet, don't be mafriya tati, he's learning. You know, you whisper, you go outside, you go and play outside, dafka, not to be mafriya tati. A child is impressed. It depends on the baharivno. If we're going to daven baharivno and then mania. So we have to try ourselves. There's a bechira in the Baharivna, and there's a bechira in the Yiftach Libeinu b'Sayrosu v'Yosein b'Luva b'Leveinu Havaser v'Yirosu. That is from the biggest hashpahs of chinuch. A Shabbos. How does a child look forward to Shabbos? How does a family look forward to Shabbos? Preparing Shabbos is a depressive, tremendous lachatz on the whole family. So it's a terrible time, it's a horrible time. Sometimes there are lachatzim, especially in the winter. Sometimes there is lachatz, and it depends on different situations. But you have to realize what message you're giving to the children. And the ma'aser, one has to try with all the lachatz to make it into Gishmak. What one Eitzah I have? Sing and digging. Yeah, this lachas, we've only got another 20 minutes to Lokas and Eiras, and we've got to do this, we've got to do this, we've got to do this. Yeah, sing and digging. Shabbos, dig and digging, whatever. And then you're still rushing around with everything, but you can change the whole atmosphere. You can make the atmosphere, it should be an atmosphere of Gishmak. Yodu alochem mistom Reb Moshe Feinstein's thought, that the people who were Moise Nefesh for Shabbos, when they came to America, Moise Nefesh for Shabbos, and many of them, their children grew up in Chalalei Shabbos. Rav Moshe said it all depended. When the Tati came home and he'd lost his job and he didn't have any money and there was hardly anything to eat, v'chule v'chule, what was the thing? Shreitzah on a Yid, depression and everything. Shvetzer seine Yid, so the children said, okay, Medav seine Yid, who needs to be a Yid? And Abba Mensch, who could show Simcha with that. Baruch Hashem, I was Zoicha to be Moise Nefesh for the Heilige Shabbos. We don't have such Nisyonis, because I think, Pasha, I don't think we could be owned in those Nisyonis. They say that the altar from Kelm, okay, that's someone from Gedolei Olam, right? But the altar from Kelm was a tkufa, he didn't have anything for Shabbos. He still set the table with all his Shabbos Dikei Kelim, didn't have any food. Shabbos Dikei Kelim, and they sat down and they sang Samiris for Simcha Tzuma. The Simcha Shabbos is Simcha Shabbos. Well, one's supposed to be ma'anig the Shabbos and not be ma'anig oneself with the challenge. So even if you don't have the challenge, you can be ma'anig the Shabbos. Okay, those are madrigas. But we're not in the Ad Kedei Kach. Realize what's the impression you're giving over to your children when you're cleaning for Pesach? Is it besimcha or is it an unpleasant matzav? When it's besimcha, the children are koine your value system. They koine what's choshev and they'll be holich b'darkeicha, Ezra Hashem.